In general, public universities make much more on out-of-state students than they do on in-state students, and that's true at Florida State as well. Out-of-state students pay about $500 more per credit hour than their in-state brethren. That means they're charged an additional $60,000 for a four-year degree. It's a cost, though, FSU President Eric Barron says his institution is willing to swallow for veterans.
I believe this is essential, and we're not looking for that added revenue in this particular case.
FSU student Andrew Sloan built bombs and missiles during Middle East tours in the Air Force. He says he was led to believe the GI Bill would grant him in-state tuition. When he came to FSU in 2011, though, it was not at the cost he thought.
August of that same year, I went to enroll in classes. I learned that my benefits no longer provided an in-state tuition option for me.
Sloan was forced to take out more than $10,000 in loans to pay his bills. South Pasadena Republican Representative Kathleen Peters says she hopes her bill will help future students avoid those costs. That bill, though, has failed twice before. For WFSU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.